नवदीप प्रभु तो इससे एक समझे भाई आपका संजय रहने कभी
and guests. So I've known Srila Narayan Maharaj for 6 years now, from the time that I first went to Vrindavan. And during the whole time that I've known him, I never imagined that he would come to the West. And neither did he ever give any indication that he would do such a thing. Because he is so deeply immersed in the mood of Braj and the residents of Braj, and there he is daily giving Harikatha, speaking on the glories of the love of Sri Radha and Krishna, and all of the local devotees and residents there, they are very, very much attached to his association. And it is very difficult for them to tolerate, even when he goes out of Braj for a short time, to go to Navadvip Dham or Jagannath Puri. So it was unimaginable to them or to me or practically to anyone who knows Srila Narayan Maharaj that he would leave and come to the West. Certainly there was no desire on his part that he would come here for any personal motive. But rather, it is the indication has come from his Ishtadev, his worshipable deity, Srimati Radhika, and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as the order of his Gurudev, Shishimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and his Shiksha Guru, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, that he should come to the West. And he has come solely to fulfill the mission which was taken up by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, which is the same mission which was given to him by his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and also the same mission of all our acharyas, Srila Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, going back to Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is on the order of all of our acharyas in disciplic succession, and in particular the order of his Gurudev and Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, that he has now come to the West at this time to fulfill the very mission which they dedicated their lives towards. And it is significant also that he has come in this year, which is the centennial year of Srila Prabhupada. Just as Srila Prabhupada was fully surrendered to carrying out the order which was given to him by his Gurudev, and yet he had no idea exactly how that would transpire, and yet the Lord made all arrangements and he came just at a particular time and to a particular place where he would have the most success. He came to New York in 1965, and the field was very ripe for him to distribute Krishna consciousness to the whole world. But he did not plan this by his own intelligence. All arrangements were made by his worshipful deities, Shri Radha Krishna and his Gurudev, for him to come at that particular time. So similarly, although Srila Narayan Maharaj was not planning to come here, all arrangements were made by Srila Prabhupada for him to come, especially at this time, to fulfill his mission. So the significance is that Srila Prabhupada wanted all of his followers, whom he gave the seed of Krishna consciousness to actually attain the real essence of what he came to give. And perhaps if Srila Narayan Maharaj had come at another time, the field would not have been so ripe. But now it has been some 20 years after Srila Prabhupada's departure, and devotees have matured in their Krishna consciousness. They have been starving for so many years. They've seen so many setbacks and anomalies that have taken place within the movement for Krishna consciousness. They have been suppressed in so many ways and discouraged from thinking for themselves. But now they have experienced all these things, and they can judge for themselves what is something very valuable, what is inspiring for their Krishna consciousness. So our Gurudev, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, has come at this time, and I have witnessed on this tour the transformation that has taken place in so many devotees' lives, how they have become renewed and re-inspired in their Krishna consciousness, how they have felt through his association, the association of Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, how their enthusiasm for advancing in Krishna consciousness has become awakened simply by meeting him and hearing from him Harikatha. So the real mission for which Srila Prabhupada worked so hard for so many years is to give the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, of the teachings of Rupa Goswami, and that is Ragmayi Bhakti, which is leading to Vraj. And that type of bhakti has to be awakened in the association of persons who are tasting that within their hearts. The symptoms of Ragmayi Bhakti are described in Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu. So there it is said, Ragatmikaika nishta ye brajavasi janadishu tesham bhavataya lubdo tal bhavet patradikaravam. That the qualification for obtaining that type of bhakti, which is the eternal condition which is naturally situated in the hearts of the Lord's eternal associates, the ragatmika bhaktas of the Lord, the qualification for pursuing that type of bhakti, tesham bhav apaye lubdo, is greed to obtain that. And what are the symptoms of that greed? Tattad bhavad adimadvarya shruti diryad apekshate natra shasram nayuktam cha talobhupati lakshanam. The symptoms of that greed are that when one hears of the sweet mood and loving devotion of the residents of Braj, either from the books of the Goswamis or by the person who is describing such moods, when one intelligence becomes captivated by that and no longer dependent on the reasonings or logical arguments of Shastra, that is the symptom of the awakening of such greed. So in my own experience of trying to practice Krishna consciousness, Although I had studied and read many times Chaitanya Charitamrita, where these things are described, and also Nectar Devotion, although some little inspiration would be there, but I never directly experienced that my consciousness became possessed of a very intense desire to strive for that in my spiritual life. Rather, I could understand that the motivation or the impetus for my attempt to practice bhakti was the shastra. The shastra is saying, you should do this. If you don't do this, you will be degraded. If you do this, you will obtain a favorable result. So on the basis of shastra, I was convinced that I should perform bhakti. That is called vairi bhakti. But I never experienced that the motivation or impetus for my engagement in bhakti was an intense greed to obtain that same type of devotion which is possessed by the Lord's eternal associates. And yet that is the very thing which Mahaprabhu came to give us. But until I came in contact with Srila Narayan Maharaj, this understanding never came to me. So my practical realization, and not only practical realization, but it is also the statement of the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam Taranam Asvado Rasikai Saha Sajatyashaye Snigde Sadao Sangasvato Vare, that we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, not only hear, but taste the meaning. Artha Asvad means to taste the meaning, and Rasikai Saha means with the help or with the assistance of Rasik Bhaktas. This is Rupa Goswami's statement. So if we want to enter into Srimad Bhagavatam, we must hear under the direction, under the guidance of a person who is personally realized and tasting the meaning, and then it can be revealed to us. And Sajati Ashaye Snigde Sadhav Sangasvatovare. We must associate with sadhus who are more advanced, who are soft-hearted, and who are like-minded. So this is the statement of the Shastra, and it is my personal realization in my own spiritual life that without this type of association, this kind of understanding or the inspiration to hanker for that type of bhakti, in other words, the bhakti which is possessed by the residents of Braj, it's never awoken. It was never awoken in my heart. And by the guidance of Srila Narayan Maharaj, by continuously hearing his sweet Harikatha, and also by his personal example, seeing how he deals with everyone, he is capable of inspiring everyone for this type of bhakti. So certainly he has come on the order of Srila Prabhupada in order to fulfill his mission, and he is appealing to everyone on a very individual and personal level to help them to advance in Krishna consciousness, to help them aspire for this goal. So we urge all of you to simply hear with an open heart and to be receptive to this message. And if you do so, you will receive great inspiration for your advancement in Krishna consciousness. Gaur Premanandi.
पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनम् Gaurat-siddhi. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Deena Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Sankha, Radha Sankha Namaskite. Sattakanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishwami Sri Pranamami Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Offering my less obeisances in the lotus feet of my divine grace, Nitya Lila Pravishtha Om Vishnu Vaad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtha Om Vishnu Vaad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. How I came to Western country, Srinavipa Lodhi Prabhu has told. So I don't want to revive again. But I want to tell that I was penniless like Swamiji when he came to Western countries. He came with a kartal and his Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam Sampar. And in very short time he has preached for Vedic culture and Vedic knowledge, especially Gita and Bhagavatam, in whole world, established so many temples, writing so many books in about 40 languages of whole world. He has ordered me to come when he was coming first in Western countries. But at that time I was serving my Gurudev, so could not come. But anyhow he has managed to come here. First of all I want to tell that I don't know English so much. My English is very poor and so lame. But in Hindi, Bengali and all other Indian languages I can speak freely, expressing my whole mood in them. When I came here, then I learned something to speak. Otherwise, in India, I could not try to speak in India. So, I think that it will be very poor, but yet I am trying to speak in English. Because I am seeing that all the idioms here know English and especially they are Western country people. Very little Indian people there. So, especially I came to Western country to save the thick dust of Swamiji affair, he came first, and after Los Angeles, Houston. He has come also in San Francisco. He also Los Angeles, New York, in London, Manor, and so many places even. In Australia, in so many places even. So I thought that if he manages to come to Western countries, I should take the fifth dust, because where he has gone, all these places have become so much tirtha, separate places. I know that the places we are called sacred, they are not sacred if there are no Vaishnavas. So, Vrindavan is so sacred, but if there are no any bona fide rasi, any foul bhakta, then it will not so powerful. So first, they pick up dust of any bona fide Vaishnava, and having so much powerful energy from him, Holy Master and Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Certainly this is a very sacred place. So first my vision was to take the fifth of Swami and to realize how in a very little time he spread all his mission everywhere. What is Ved? What is Gita? What are the Upanishads? And what are the essence of all these things? In a very, very simple word. Not philosophical, so word. Very simple word. You know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedas, Quran, Upanishads, Smriti, Shruti, Gita, everything. Nigamakalpasarurgalitangphalam sukhamukhad amritravasanyutam pivat bhagvatam rasamalayam muraho rasika bhuvibhavka. The third or fourth slope, third slope perhaps. Very important slope. He has told you should know that Parikshit Maharaj was a very learned king, emperor. He was so powerful, he was so learned. You can know his glorification by this, that Krishna has taken him in his desire and he accepted Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of his mother and always protected. Sukhdev Goswami and Vyas have no so fortunate that Krishna can take them in his lair. So he was not less than Sukhdev Goswami or Vyas or Narada. I think he was so much fortunate than them also, because he was very fast, near and dear relation to Krishna. So one day he went out for hunting or anywhere he was going, and he became so thirsty. He came to a rishi and told that, "I want to take water. I'm so thirsty." He was in Samadhi, you know Samadhi, body is here, but mind and heart were within the lotus feet of Krishna, not here. So he could not know that who has come and what he is telling. He could not give water and became angry that I have come to his thought hurt Arupa. And he is not welcoming me and not giving birth. How did you say? Like in these days. So he took a serpent and gave him his mate 3 times. And he went away. In the meantime, he started. One is the age of 5. He heard that anyone has given serpent is in net. Though it was dead serpent, he saw this and he became angry. Who has done this? Now the wealthy person, those who are kshatriyas, they seem to be emperor of the whole world and controller. Now they have forget Sanatana Dharma. They are thinking that we are monarch of all, we are controller. But they don't know that they are the dogs serving the kitchen of Thakur. They should think that we are dogs to save. But now they have become masters. So I gave a lesson to him and saying, so naked boy of 5 years, and he took some water and cut him. After 7th day, the serpent will come and bite him. Anyone cannot save you. And he began to weep, sitting in the lap of his father. After some time, his father awoke from samadhi. Oh, why you are crying and weeping? Oh, father, see, anyone has given this dead serpent in your net. Why you cost to him? He asked his boy, you are not Brahmin. Brahmin should be tolerate. They have this quality that they have to tolerate. But you have no patience to tolerate. You are not Kshatriya, you are not Brahmin. But you are a son of Brahmin. You have done so wrong, so wrong. He repeated him, and then he called it a student and told him to go to Parikshit Maharaj and tell that on 7th day a serpent will come and you will die. He will bite you and you will must die. Anyone cannot save you. When he heard this, he became so happy. And instead of becoming mad. Oh, this is it. Oh, this is not a cause, but curse. But it is benediction. Krishna has come apparently to me. Because now I realize that we should do bhajan and try to realize that who am I? Why I have come to this world? Whole wealth of this Vishwa world cannot satisfy me. It cannot give me happiness. To anyone, you will have to leave this world in day or today. We should know that this body is not my soul. My soul is eternal, part and parcel of Krishna. If anyone brings this world and not realizing anything, all these things, then he is like an animal, more than animal. So I wanted to do bhajan, to practice bhakti, but I was saying that, oh, from tomorrow I will do, again tomorrow I will begin bhakti. But I never did it. Now I have to give up everything, my father, mother, wife, children, and kingdoms, and every wealth, and he put up his crown and royal dresses, and he sat down on the bank of separate Ganges. In the meantime, in a moment, so many rishis like Vyas, Narad, Kabi Havi, Naujagendra, Gautam Vasishtha, all at once came from different parts of whole world. He did pranam to all. At that time was no wireless or anything, nothing there was. But how they came? No use of aeroplane or anything. They can go to this world, that world, heaven, more than that. They can go to Vaikunth, Golok, Vrindavan, everywhere they can go. So at once they collected there. Srila Parikshit Maharaj very honorably he requested to answer two questions. The persons who are dying at once, in a moment, they are lying down for days, what they should do. And the persons who are not dying, but they will die tomorrow or day after tomorrow or in 100 years or 500 years, they must die. Even Brahma will have to die. So what to tell of all these persons? So I want to know what they should do. So two prominent questions. A person who is dying just now, what he should do? And the person who will die, those who have taken birth, they must die. Jatasvahi dhruva mrittu dhruvam janma mrittascha Gita, Bhagavat, Ved, Upanishad, all tell like this. Anyone cannot decide. In the meantime, all were telling that you should do samadhi, you should do dhyan, meditation, you should give charity, you should do this and that. In the meantime, Sukadeva Goswami came there. She was quite naked, age about 16, and she was very happy. Some women clapping, seeing this mad person. They thought that he is a mad person and clapping. Some joking, and boys, so many boys, they are pursuing him and taking the dust of us, and they were doing like this. But when he came near us, Parikshit Maharaj and all the members of the rishis, they stood up and they welcomed and they took him to Vidhivyasa Ashram. And he apologized and then requested to answer the two questions. Then he told the person who is dying just now. Then he should say Krishna Naam, Ram Naam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram. If he cannot chant more, oh Krishna, Radhe, Radhe. If he cannot more, then he can say Aram, Aram. If a man is going to minute, is to passing lose motion and all other things. He is not separate at that time. He has not taken bath, nothing. Only one Ram Nam will do, Narayana. Like Ajami, at one, he'll be set from day, at one, and he can have salvation. More than that, he can have Vaikuntha. And it is, his body is to Ram, Aradharaman Ram, Aradharaman Hari Govinda Jai Jai. So Ram denotes Aradharaman Ram also. So if we are included in that, then we'll go to Vrindavan. A Tulsi, leaf of Tulsi, Ganga should be given to them. And he should speak Ram. If he cannot speak, then we can tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. In his ear, and give or one drop of Charanamrita. If he cannot take Tulsi, you can have a Tulsi and give here or keep here. It will do. Magically it will do. Like Valmiki, like Ajami, like so many persons. It is so powerful. You know that, perhaps you don't know, that prayer Ram Nam is chanting anyone, then Hanuman will come, surely Hanuman. He has less and less mouth, he has less and less ears, less and less body, like Ram. And when he will tell Harikatha, the pastimes of Ram or Krishna, he will surely come. He may come in a body of very black person, also Kushta, leprosy, like leprosy person, he will come. And he will say it in the last. And presently hear all these things. One, Narad, while going anywhere, and he saw that a wild maker, Teli, always doing oil, doing making oil. He has no time to chant Ramna. Now told that you'll have to go in hell. Why you are not chanting Ram? He told, I have no time at all. When you go to soul, what you do? Nothing. At that time you can do. So yes, from today I will do this. And he went to his soul in the jungle and began to do Ram, Ram, Ram. At once Hanuman came and he thought that he is not sacred, he has not taken bath, and going to his soul and taking Harinam. So he kicked very powerfully. But he was telling Ram Ram as if nothing has been done. When Hanuman is used to give a kick to Ravan, he used to fell down on the earth, rolling on the earth, having taken mouth in his mouth, earth, dust. Also to Kumkand, he was made more bigger than God. But he used to fall down. But for this person, nothing was done. He was astonished. So, why? I have kicked him so powerfully, but he has no response. Thinking, he went to the palace of Ram in Ayodhya, and in night he saw that Ram was going like two arms. Means, feeling strength everywhere. He went to Ram and did pranam and told that, O Prabhu, why you are doing so? I think there is, must be some pain. He replies, you have done this, and you are coming to ask me that how it has come. You have kicked me so powerfully, my dear, something broken or not, I cannot say, but I have so much pain. He told that, I have never kicked you, never, never, never. Oh, you know that my name and myself is same thing. Krishna and Krishna himself, they are not two, no difference at all. One thing, moreover we can tell that Krishna is more powerful than Krishna himself. Ram Nam is so powerful than Ram himself. Ram has liberated 23% like Savari and all others. But name is eternal. For all, Ram and Krishna cannot do kripa to any wretched person and those who are so much sinful. But name, for all it is. So, to love, easy. Anyone can do. A sadhu muni can do. Even a third class bogus person who is so much wretched and he is sinful, but yet he can do Ramana and Krishna. So these are powerful. You know the history that when a bridge was next going to make to go to Lanka, bridge was going on. And all the monkeys and there bringing so much very big stone. And Nalin used to tell Hari Ram Ram and to touch, and they began to float on the water. Thus the bridge was constructing. When it was in the end, it was to be completed. Then Ram thought that all the monkeys giving the stones to Nalli and they are touching and telling Ram Ram and they are floating, I should try and I should examine that what becomes if I touch and fall in the sea. He went some far away in bushes. And he took a stone and he fell down. So, in the sea. And it was sunk. In the meantime, Hanuman came. Oh Prabhu, where you are? What you are doing? He told, why you came this time? I simply came. Hanuman told that I was saying that very well. I was searching you here and there because the bridge is completed and this bridge is towards Lanka. Ram told that I was saying that you are making the bridge, telling the name of Ram, my name, and keeping in the water and they are floating, but I took a stone and threw out and it sank. And I can know nothing to worry. Because we are chanting name and touching and they are floating. And if you will take anyone and throw out, you will not set him, no mercy to them, and you will throw out. Then they will surely. They will go down in the water so deep. What is that deep ocean? Endless sea of birth and death, sorrow and suffering. So, that is so. So, Therefore, the name of Krishna,
the name of
all the names are of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
All names are of Krishna. So they are so powerful. So he told that at once, we should give, try to tell that person that you should tell Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if he cannot chant, then we should do in his ear, if we chant in hidden, except from the death and all suffering and sorrow. So he had told all these things in Valmiki, in Ajamil Upakhyan. And in the last he has done some conclusion in Sarva Canto, at the last close. एतत्निर्विद्यमानानाम् इच्छतामकुतो भयं योगिनां निपुण्यनिर्णीतं हरे नामानुकीर्तनम् The essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads, is Krishna name. No doubt at all. And if anyone has some time, it is not certain that he will die tomorrow or day after tomorrow or within one